Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
So let's talk about overwhelm. So this is super important because we all experience overwhelm. Remember that overwhelm happens when you're trying to do everything. Let me repeat that. So overwhelm happens when you're trying to do everything. So most likely someone who's creating, you know, this feeling of overwhelm, notice the word that I use there, created, right? They're likely spending too much of their time doing things that they really shouldn't be doing and distracting themselves from things that matter the most. Remember, success is in subtracting. Interesting how that comes back full circle, right? This is straight from one of the most successful people that's ever set foot on this planet, the late Steve Jobs. Success is in subtracting, not in adding, but in subtracting. So what's got to happen here? You got to learn how to prioritize. You got to clearly understand your three P's, your BEGs, your MVPs, and that's going to help you to prioritize. That, remember, every morning you review your three P's and your 10, 5, and 1, your BEGs, so that you say, well, who am I supposed to be today? What am I supposed to do today? Like, how am I supposed to be acting today? How am I supposed to be behaving? What should I be accomplishing? And all that's lined up. And so super, super, super important. This would be the system to follow to be able to stay focused basically on what counts. And for staying out of overwhelm. Again, remember, the key to success is subtracting, right? So this is super important. Again, let me quote the late Steve Jobs. As you know, we've researched him very, very, very closely and heavily in our book, whenever we were writing our book. And he said, people think focus means saying yes to the things you've got to focus on. But that's not what it means at all. He said, it means saying no to the 100 other good ideas that there are. He said, you have to pick carefully. I'm actually as proud of the things we haven't done as the things I have done. Innovation is saying no to 1,000 things, quote unquote, the late Steve Jobs. This is the system for getting out of overwhelm. This is actually the system for never experiencing overwhelm. You just make sure you're reviewing your three P's every single day. Make sure that you're clear about your life goals, your 10, 5, and 1 year BEGs. Remember, your 1 year BEGs are the same as your top 10 wants from the initial challenge, right? The 100 wants challenge. And then just make sure that when you're creating, you're doing the mind power planning system and creating your weekly MVPs, and then you get very granular and detailed and create the daily MVPs, make sure it lines up with all the above. You should not be doing any day things that don't support your top 10 wants, which are also known as your 1 year BEGs. You shouldn't be. Just ideally. And if you do, then you're probably doing a lot of the wrong things. Now, then there's the whole macro situation. Some people will do a lot of distracting because they're just not happy with some certain thing in their life, or they're out of alignment with something in their life. So they do a lot of the little tiny things for dopamine hits. It's like a drug. And they do it to feel good, right? That can happen. Probably also time to come back to Mind Power Breakthrough, get realigned with who you are and what you want in life. So super, 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 super important. Live an aligned life and you won't be overwhelmed. Live an aligned life and you will be probably the very few times that you'll experience overwhelm. So the key to not being overwhelmed is living an aligned life, being aligned with your life goals, your 10, 5, 1 year BEGs, making sure that your weekly and daily MVPs line up with all of that. And it's all connected to the essence of who you are, which is your three P's. Good? Does that benefit anybody else in terms of understanding how to stay out of overwhelm? And by the way, cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If it doesn't line up with any of it, cut it. This is the famous quote from Shay. Shay, as you all know, is one of her favorite things to always say, is what I'm doing right now in alignment with my three P's and my BEGs? If not, cut it. Is what I'm doing right now in alignment with my three P's and my BEGs? If not, cut it. That's it. Is what I'm doing right now in alignment with my three P's and my BEGs? Other, you know, and if it's not, then just cut it. Subtract. Take a play right out of the Steve Jobs playbook. Start subtracting a lot of stuff out of your world. Probably what you're going to find is 3 to 4 hours every day that you're going to be like, what do I do with this? And guess what? Live a little more life. Do a little more work if you want. We always say if you start to free up a lot of time, you have three options. There's many options, but these are the three most popular options. Number one, play more. Number two, work more. Or number three, do a little more work, do a little more play. So that you can have it all. What does that mean? An increase of income and an increase of whole life success by spending time with the people that you love the most. That's the goal. Whole life success. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners, it's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained mind power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.